Finally, a chance to relax. I just want to have some fun for a bit all by myself. After Kelly and I broke up last week, my friends have been all over me to find someone new. I love them to death, but... why can't they see that I'm fine? Kelly's nice, but we just didn't fit. And that's okay. We both knew it, and we'll still be friends. I didn't need to pretend we weren't right for each other just to be with someone. I don't need anybody right now to make my life complete. I'm happy just being me. That doesn't mean I never want to find a perfect someone, though. The right fit. But right now, I'm good. And this party is just what I needed right now. I want to feel the music, dance a little bit, and just enjoy what's around me. I want to breathe. Hey, what do you know? There's the cutie from the second floor. I wouldn't have expected to have seen him here. He's so shy. I wouldn't have guessed that parties were his thing. I've only been able to speak to him in passing every now and then. He finds any reason to duck away from me if I pay him any attention. It's cute. He seems like a nice guy. Like I said, he is super shy. He's probably too scared to try. Maybe he's been friend-zoned one too many times and just thinks there's nobody who would really want to be with him. He needs a girl that would just grab him by the collar and say, "You there, I'm claiming you. Come with me." Then again, if that kind of thing actually happened, it would probably be by a girl that was going to mistreat him. The really aggressive ones tend to be selfish, only caring about what they can get out of the relationship. Guys like him need someone that will be firm but gentle. Someone who will really care about his well-being. And those girls are a little hard to find nowadays. Ugh, listen to me. I sound like my grandparents when they tell me things aren't like they used to be. Oh well. It was bound to happen one day. He just spotted me looking at him. How small and wave. Maybe he'll come over. Well, he did smile back, but then he disappeared into the crowd like I thought he might. I can't tell where he got to. That's too bad. I really would have liked to have talked to him. The poor guy probably just needs someone that will build him up and encourage him. Someone like me? Why not? Let me try to find him and strike up a conversation with him. Let's see what he's really like. Could be fun. Maybe I can give him some pointers or boost his confidence. If I can find him, that is. Now, where did he run off to? Oh crap. Here are my friends. They're looking for me. How did they know I'd be here? I didn't tell anybody where I was going. Maybe they don't know I'm here. Maybe they're just trying to find me and thought I might have come here. Oh god, did he bring River with them? Since when did they start hanging out with River? Oh no. Are they trying to set me up? With River? What What are they thinking? That is not a good fit. They should know that. Why are they so desperate to hook me up with anybody that they'd try ever? I've gotta run before they spot me. I'll just duck around this corner and... Cutie. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to kiss you like that. I didn't know you were here. I just... Uh-oh. They're coming this way. My friends. They're heading this way. They'll spot me in a moment. No, it's a long story. I don't have time. Look, just go with this, okay? I'll explain in a minute. Just play along, please? I think it worked. They saw me and moved on. Yeah, I agree. I think letting me kiss you like that grants you the right to an explanation. Would it be okay if you put your hands on my hips for a while? So they would see it if they walk by while we're talking? That's better. Sorry to put you in this position, but I think that worked. No, I'm not in trouble. I'm just annoyed. I suppose this was kind of drastic for a minor annoyance. I haven't thanked you yet, so thank you for all of this. Right, all of this. I should explain now. No, it's just that my friends are being super irritating right now. They're constantly trying to set me up with someone. I just want to get away from them for some me time for a while. But they followed me here. At first, I just tried to remain hidden. But then I accidentally ran into you. Yeah, I agree. Ran into you is a slight understatement. I was just trying to duck around the corner. I didn't mean to run into you lip to lip. But that accidental kiss gave me an idea. If they saw me here with someone they thought I was romantically involved with, now you're catching on. They won't try to set me up with anyone if they think I'm already with someone. So, if we just stay here like this for a few minutes, I think they'll give up and go home. Is that okay with you? You know, I can see them watching near the outskirts of the party. They might suspect that I'm just trying to play them. I may have done something like this before. No, I don't make it a habit of kissing random strangers. When I say I may have done something like this before, I mean that once I inserted myself into a group of strangers that were laughing and having fun. And I acted like I was with them to keep somebody else from approaching me. Yeah, that doesn't seem like it would be something you'd be comfortable doing. You don't appear to be as aggressive as I am. Oh. Hey, honey. Don't look down. That's a good thing. You don't have to be like me. We're all different for a reason. Only narrow-minded idiots think that everybody has to think and act just like they do. But since my friend seems to be watching and waiting, is it okay with you if we stay like this for a little while longer? Thanks again. You're a lifesaver. So since we're here, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? I've seen you around from time to time. You're pretty cute. Have you got a girlfriend? I didn't think so. I've never seen you with anyone. Do you mind if I ask why not? Like I said, you're really cute. I would have think a lot of people would be interested. I suspected as much. You didn't think very highly of yourself, do you? Look, I know we've only just met, but I've already seen that you've got a lot going for you. You don't need to be so shy around anyone. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's not that simple if that's the kind of person you are. Is that why you're here? At this party? Trying to break out of your shell a little? Oh, really? Your roommate's trying to set you up with someone totally wrong for you too? Looks like we both had the same idea, trying to hide from someone. Yeah, I broke up with someone a week ago, and my friends won't just let me be. They brought someone with them that I think they're trying to hook me up with. No, no. Look over my left shoulder, but don't make it too obvious. The dark-haired one with a nose ring. That's the one. Totally not my type. But my friends seem to think any warm body won't do. I love them. But sometimes they don't grasp that not everybody's like them. No, it's not like the person is mean or anything like that. We just don't fit. I don't want someone I can be with for the rest of my life. I want someone that I can't be without for the rest of my life. Know what I mean? Oh, the ceiling fan has blown some of your hair over your eyes. Here, let me move that aside for you. I've never been this close to you before. Your eyes are really beautiful, you know that? Sorry. I wasn't trying to make you self-conscious. Anyway, where was I? That's right. The name of the person my friends brought is River. We share a few interests, but they overanalyze everything to death. Yes, I like to watch the WNBA too, but I just think it's fun. I don't need to spend 90 minutes breaking down why the Rookie of the Year should be either Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese. Why can't I just like watching them both play? And I laughed at Deadpool and Wolverine. But that doesn't mean I need to have every single Easter egg or cameo in the film explained to me. let me just enjoy it and move on. You too? Yeah, you get it. Just enjoy the moment and also enjoy the person that you're with. They're what matters, right? They're still hanging around. I thought they'd have taken the hint by now. I got it. Come with me. No, we're not leaving. So, tell me a little bit about what you like. What do you do when you're alone? Really? You draw? Like what? No kidding. I love that kind of thing. Have you posted anything online? No freaking way. You did that? Of course I saw that. You posted it 2 months ago. It's my screensaver now. It was beautiful. Why don't you do something with that talent? You're amazing. No, honey, you're not. Don't talk about yourself like that. You're really wonderful. And not just your artwork. I've seen you with other people. You genuinely care about them. And that's a good thing. Believe me, honey. That's a very good thing. You don't have to think so low of yourself. You're a great catch. There are a lot of girls that would love to be with someone like you. Here, let me see if I've got you figured out. Tell me if this sounds right. You tend to wear neutral colors because you don't like to stand out in a crowd. You don't really want to be noticed. You tend to think very poorly of yourself. You'd rather work on your art than be with other people. If you're not working on your art, you play video games where you can be by yourself in an adventure, rather than online in MMOs with others. You're a follower. You want to make decisions about your projects and arts and things like that. But you don't want to make leadership decisions. You'd rather others make those decisions for you. You're very anxious and insecure about yourself. You need a close, intimate friend who will share decision-making with you. And be willing to share the responsibility for your decisions. Sound right so far? I'm a psych major. These types of analysis are what I'm studying at the moment. Let me see. What else? I am what can be referred to as a peacemaker. I have a compulsive need to make sure that the ones I care about are happy. I can be controlling at times because I want to make sure everything's just right for the ones or one that I love. If I'm not kept in check, I could potentially be a bridezilla type. But only because I want things to be perfect for my love, not for me. I will initiate contact when I believe it's what the one I love needs. You, however, have a compulsive fear of rejection. You never initiate because you already feel like they'll say no. And you'd rather not go for that. But should you find someone that cares about you, you would give everything for them. You would even be inclined to give the ultimate sacrifice for them, if the need called for it. You would lay down your life for the one you loved. That being said, it's difficult for you to find a special someone because you need them to be the aggressor. You need them to take charge and tell you how important you are to them. You need them to be the one who will... So cutie.